From the KVIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Olivia Love. A bill that would create a new donation program with the aim of reducing homelessness passed in the Senate Tuesday afternoon. Seth Bodine has more.
The new text-to-donate pilot program in Kansas City and St. Louis would provide funds for services aimed at reducing homelessness. The bill passed in the Senate 28-1. Senator Lauren Arthur is the sponsor of the bill. She says the cities would be responsible for the donation fund.
The city will administer, promote, secure donations, and make distributions from the fund. These funds would pay for services to reduce the homelessness populations in St. Louis and Kansas City.
Arthur says the government would only be responsible for paying for signage in the two cities. That would cost less than $100,000, according to the bill's fiscal note. From Jefferson City, I'm Seth Bodine.
Missouri has launched a telephone hotline staffed by medical professionals for people seeking guidance on the new coronavirus. The state health department said today that people can call 877-435-8411 at any time on any day. The department says 46 people in Missouri have been tested for the virus that causes COVID-19, but just one has tested positive in St. Louis County. Three St. Louis area universities are also taking precautions. Washington University said today it is closing its on-campus housing for undergraduates and switching to online classes until at least April 30th. St. Louis University and Maryville University have also suspended in-person classes. Again, that number is 877-435-8411. Go to kbia.org for more information. Supermarket chain Hy-Vee is closing four centers that fulfill online orders in Missouri, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska, putting several hundred people out of work. Christina Gaiman, a company spokesperson, said in a statement that fulfillment centers couldn't provide the full assortment of products, personalized shoppers, and same-day pickup that customers wanted. Nearly 600 workers in Kansas City, Missouri, more than 300 in the Twin City suburb of Eagan, Minnesota, nearly 370 in Urbandale, Iowa, and about 300 in Omaha, Nebraska could lose their jobs, although some might be allowed to transfer. The mayor of Kansas City struggled to vote Tuesday in the Missouri presidential primary. Mayor Quinton Lucas says a worker mistakenly transposed his first and last names while searching for him in the voter rolls. He left Tuesday morning and returned to vote successfully Tuesday afternoon. In between, the Democratic mayor of Missouri's largest city publicly aired his frustrations. That, in turn, frustrated the state's top election official, Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. He says local poll workers could have quickly straightened out the situation, but Lucas left before they had the chance to do so. The German agribusiness giant Bayer AG has temporarily closed two locations in Missouri and two in New Jersey due to potential concerns that an employee may have contracted the new coronavirus. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Bayer learned on Sunday that an employee in Creve Coeur, Missouri, was considered a person under investigation for coronavirus infection and sent an email to employees that night. The case is unconfirmed. The University of Missouri announced today it will suspend all classes through Sunday as a precaution against coronavirus. In the announcement, Chancellor Alexander Cartwright emphasizes no student has been tested positive for the virus and says the decision was out of an abundance of caution. The university says classes will be held remotely next week, and the plan is to resume in-person classes on March 30th, after the university's spring break. Mizzou also announced it's suspending all university-related non-essential domestic and international travel and events. The university says some meetings and athletic events will continue. The announcement comes after a person who attended the same conference as a number of journalism students and faculty in New Orleans tested presumptively positive for COVID-19. The School of Journalism directed those students and faculty to self-isolate. I'm Olivia Love, KBIA News, Columbia.